We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. There is... Hello. There's never a better place to be than Northland Workforce Training Center. Admit it! I want to start with some acknowledgments. It is always an amazing honor, frankly, to be with your governor, Upstate's greatest champion, Andrew Cuomo. Buffalo's very own Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul. Senator Tim Kennedy. Mayor Byron Brown, our remarkable. They always say economic development is a team sport. Thank goodness this community has Mayor Brown working with Governor Cuomo. When you get a combination like that, you cannot be beat. Let's hear it for the mayor. Someone I heard recently won re-election, county executive. Sometimes the mayor refers to he and the county executive as Batman and Robin, but it has not been determined who is who. But your amazing county executive, Mark Poloncar. By the time I'm done with this job, I'll have no friends. All our county legislators and Buffalo Common Council members, let's hear it for them. Northland Workforce Training Center, CEO, and a remarkable man who has really stood up this incredible organization, Stephen Tucker. And Stephen, one of the things they teach here is mechatronics. And when I asked Stephen, what is mechatronics, because I can not remember from meeting to meeting, he says, Howard, simply put, mechatronics is a word that you can't spell. I also want to recognize the incredible work of Board Chair Dennis Elsenbeck. Dennis? A good friend of mine that I've had the opportunity to share actually many laughs with over the years, the president of Empire State College, Jim Malatras. And now I want to introduce someone who I haven't had the opportunity to introduce before, and I'm going to give her the biggest buildup because today, and whenever we're in Northland, we're always talking about workforce development. And the governor, again today, is here to talk about workforce development. But I want to remind everyone that he made a $175 million commitment statewide to workforce development. And he hired Madhuri Kamireddy to head that initiative. And this is an initiative, an ambitious initiative, to meet businesses' short-term workforce needs, to improve regional talent pipelines, to enhance the flexibility and adaptability of local workforce entities, to expand apprenticeship opportunities, and to address the long-term needs of growing industries. And if that is not enough, to support the efforts to improve economic security of women, youth, and other groups that face significant barriers to career advancement. So Maduri, you have a big job ahead of you, and we're very proud to have you on the team. Maduri Camaretti. Somebody that needs no introduction, your former Buffalo mayor, Anthony Masiello. Our labor leaders and union representatives, give them all a hand, please. And the governor said, Howard, preface this introduction by saying, most importantly, the current students and graduates of the Northland Workforce Training Center. We welcome and congratulate all of you. I just want to say, this is really the best place to be. For me, having had the opportunity to work with the governor now for 9 years in some different capacities, this Northland Workforce Training Center represents everything we have tried to do over the last 9 years. It represents place-based investment, it represents downtown revitalization, and it represents revitalization of the East Side. And when you think about the governor's commitment to creating great places that people want to live, and you see the growth of the young population in this community, you know, you have to look at wherever you look, frankly, you see it. You see it on the East Side, you see it in his commitment to corridor redevelopment on Jefferson, on Michigan, on Bailey, on Fillmore, on Northland. You see it on the North Side, commitments to the Albright Knox, commitments to the Buffalo, the Richardson Center complex. You see it on the West Side, all the work that the governor is doing with the mayor on Niagara Street, Massachusetts Avenue project. You see it throughout downtown Buffalo, wherever you look. You think about Canal Side and think about the Outer Harbor. Think about Tesla in South Buffalo. There isn't any part of Buffalo, really, not one part that you can go to and look around and not see the transformative change. And this has been central to the governor's economic development strategy for a long time. It has been an amazing success, these place-based investments. And his commitment to the people, to workforce development, this is the most unique, extraordinary, I think, workforce development entity that has been stood up in a very long time. But it is not the only initiative. You look at his commitment to Brigard and the high school program in Buffalo Public Schools, six workforce development winners of the very innovative workforce development challenge that we do here. Think about his commitment to innovation and 43 North and the remarkable success that some of the local companies have had now with over 600 new jobs just from that one business plan competition. And look at his commitment to help grow tradable sectors of the economy, whether it's General Mills or Sumitomo Rubber or General Motors, Harmac, the kinds of companies that people graduate Northland Workforce Training Center, and then get a job at. So the governor has this holistic, comprehensive, and let's be perfectly honest, unbelievably successful strategy to have revitalized Western New York. There was a recent publication that had on its headline $20.3 billion of investment going into Western New York, the highest amount in the history of this community. It has been an amazing opportunity and continues to be an amazing opportunity to work with a governor who has brought, after 40 years, and I have lived here for almost 40 years, and having lived through 30 years of decline, we have the most incredibly robust renaissance going on in Buffalo that you and I and everyone in this room knows we could have never imagined only 9 years ago. We could have never imagined being in a place like Northland Workforce Development or any of the places that are happening in Buffalo, any of these revitalization efforts. So I want to stop there. I've probably gone on too long, but I want to just remind you what an amazing gift it has been, and how improbable it was to have a governor who made his single highest priority, upstate New York, and frankly, Buffalo and West New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Good afternoon, Buffalo. Afternoon. How much do we love Howard Zemsky? You did not go on too long, Brother Howard. I can sit there and listen to you all day. You make acknowledgments interesting. Do you know that? I'm like on the edge of my seat saying, what's he going to say about me? Batman and Robin, which is which? Controversial acknowledgments. I never saw that before. Give him another round of applause for all he's done, Howard Zemsky. To your great mayor and your great county executive, I'm not going to get involved in who's Batman, who's Robin. Let's give Batman and Robin a round of applause. Thank them for all they do. Our great Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, let's give her a round of applause. We have my colleagues from the legislature who's here, Senator Tim Kennedy. Let's give him a round of applause. You're going to hear from Jim Malatris from Empire College, who is just one of the brightest government professionals I have ever worked with. Let's give him a big round of applause. And Stephen Tucker. God bless you for what you're doing here, Stephen Tucker. We also have Thurman Thomas with us. How about those Bills? Go Bills! How about that game on Thanksgiving Day, huh? It was worth letting the turkey get cold, I'll tell you the truth. That was a great one. Sabres won last night, all is good. And Thurman, your spirit is still on that field. God bless you. Give him another round of applause, Thurman Thomas. Howard said it all, and Howard said it right. We knew what the first challenge was when we started 9, 10 years ago. This was the old Niagara tool and machine shop. You can still see the remnants. Had done sheet metal work. Had done sheet metal work well for 100 years, employed 700 people. And then like a light switch, it was off. It was over. That wave of the economy crested and crashed. And the question was, well, what do you do next? What is the next economy? And Western New York, much of upstate, frankly, was left on their own to figure it out. But you can't figure it out on your own. You can't just evolve into the next economy. It takes investment. It takes capital. It takes help. No city, no region has done that anywhere in the nation. Have they accomplished that alone? Somebody has to bring some investment to the table. State of New York should have done it. Should have done it for many years. Now, for one reason or another, they didn't. Some of them bona fide. The state had tough fiscal times also. But it was not going to happen without someone coming in and investing. That is just a fact. By the way, our conservative friends, Jack Kemp, who was Secretary of Housing and Urban Development before I was Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, and I knew Jack and I worked with Jack, great former Buffalonian, conservative, but he said we have to provide incentives to get businesses to go to places that are not necessarily economic competitive. Even the conservatives agreed, but nobody did it. And what we did, what Howard did, what the REDC did, what the mayor did, what the county executive did, was to come up with a plan and to come up with the funding to make that transition happen. And that transition has happened. You are living a Buffalo Renaissance, and that is a fact. That is not a political statement. You know, there are still numbers in life. Because now everything is just crazy politics, right? There are no facts anymore. You see these arguments in Washington, they just make up stuff every night. It's just amazing. They just make up facts, but there are still numbers. We start, unemployment is 8% in Buffalo. Today, unemployment is 4%. That is a fact. It went from 8 to 4%. When we started, young people had been leaving for decades. I can't tell you how many parents I spoke to who said, you know, it broke my heart, but I had to tell my child, you should leave because there's no future for you here. There's no opportunity. There's no job. And I had to tell them that for their own best interest. Young people coming back. We now have a 20% increase in millennials, people coming to Buffalo. These are inarguable facts. So we have accomplished that, and you should all be proud of that. We now have the next phase of challenge, which is what? We now have jobs that we can't fill. Because now it's not about creating jobs, it's about teaching the skills for the employees so they qualify for the jobs. And that is the other facet of this new economy. I had a friend of mine over the weekend called me up. He said, you have to talk to my son. He's graduating high school. He doesn't think he needs to go to college. He thinks he can be a mechanic and emulate his father, who was a mechanic but did well and then started a business and is successful, and he's going to work his way up. So I got the son on the phone. I said, what do you know? What are you going to do? He said, I'm a mechanic. I said, oh, really? You're a mechanic? I said, to be a mechanic today, you have to be skilled and you have to be trained to be a mechanic. I told him about the GM Tonawanda engine plant that I went to. GM Tonawanda, they build automobile engines. You know what you don't see anywhere in the factory? A tool. It's all computers. It's all computers. If you can't work that computer, you can't do anything. I said, you want to be a mechanic? You have to go to school. You're not qualified to work on these modern cars. Only car you could work on is my 1968 Pontiac. And by the way, I don't trust you to work on my 1968 Pontiac. So you can't even do that. It is about the skills. It is about the education. And that's what Northland is all about. Getting people the skills to get the job so they can earn their way up the ladder. You're not going to do it just with the sweat of your brow and by working hard and with the power of your back. That doesn't work anymore. You need the skills. We have employers saying to us all day long, I have the jobs. I can't fill them because we don't have the skills. That's Northland. And today we want to take Northland to the next level. No individual who walks in the door of Northland should have any limitation whatsoever. So when they walk in the door at Northland, we want to be able to say to them, you can be anything you want to be. And we will work with you to make that possible. You want to be a tradesperson, we'll make that happen. You want to get an associate's degree, we'll make that happen. You want to get a college degree, we can make that happen. You want to get a master's degree, we can make that happen. Just by walking in that door. The sky is the limit. And we're going to have a new partnership with Empire State College and Northland, where they will be providing their services, their courses, together with Northland, providing Northland a 5-year sustainability operating plan worth $10 million, where Empire State College will work with anyone who walks in that door to reach whatever goal they want to reach, and Northland will be operating for 5 years. And the challenges, first, now that we have the jobs coming, first challenge, teach the skills to fill those jobs. And second, in our historic remake of the Buffalo economy, to make sure when we remake it for everyone everywhere. That we can say, This is an economy that lifts all boats. I don't care what side of town you grew up in. I don't care what conditions you grew up in. We're going to give you the chance at opportunity. And the east side of Buffalo that did not get their fair share and the help and success that we've seen in past generations, this time, the story of the east side is going to be different. Opportunity for everyone. That's what free college tuition is all about. First state in the country, proud to say, if you earn up to $125,000, your child can go to school tuition free. You don't have to worry about college tuition. You don't have to lose nights. That's what raising the minimum wage is all about, so people have a livable wage to actually exist on, because if you go to work full time, you shouldn't also be living in poverty. And that's what Northland is all about, and Empire State College, giving people the access to education and opportunity. So everyone feels that sense of hope and aspiration and knows that that hope and aspiration is real. This is not a challenge just for Buffalo. It's a challenge that this state faces. It's a challenge that this nation faces. You want people to calm down? You want people to be engaged? Give people hope and give people opportunity. That's how you bring down the temperature. That's how you bring down the anger. Address the problem. Don't fan the flames of anger and division. Address the problem. You can make it. I don't care where you came from. I don't care your race, your color, your creed, your income. You can make it. That's the American way, and that's where Buffalo is going to lead the way. Give a big warm welcome to Jim Malachers from Empire State College, who thought up this whole idea and is going to make sure it works. Jim Malachers.
The first act of the president of Empire State College is to get hazed for having to come after the governor and Howard Zemsky. Thank you, Governor, for your continued leadership on the Buffalo Renaissance and for making this partnership happen today. There are governors who talk the talk, and there are governors that do. And this governor is a doer. He's done a lot for Buffalo. Let's give Governor Cuomo a big round of applause. I want to thank Chairman Zemsky, who continues to be one of the least funny people that I know. He's smart, charming, some would argue fairly decent looking, but he's definitely not funny. So let's give, of course, Chairman Zemsky a big round of applause. He's just mad at me that I have a better head of hair than he does, so it's the only thing I've got on him. He's got the money and the fame and the charm, but I've got the hair. I want to also thank Stephen Tucker and the Northland team, as well as their academic partners, SUNY Erie County Community College and Alfred State. Two colleges that are great in the SUNY system. We really are looking forward to partnering with them, so let's give them another big round of applause. I very quickly wanted just to talk through some of the components of what we're going to be doing at Empire State College, working with Northland, and we are really excited about this partnership. First, like the governor said, we're going to be adding bachelor degree programs at Northland to give students more educational opportunity, including offering more than 800 online courses for students that come here. That's a great offering. Second, Stephen, the check's in the mail. Stephen was most concerned about the check. It's coming. Second, we will reduce the overall time and money a student needs to spend on their college degree using SUNY Empire State College's model called Prior Learning Assessment, where we use your previous experience in life as well as job training on your job to give you college credit. So we're gonna lower the time and cost for people to get their college degrees through Northland as well. What I'm really excited about is we're going to bring SUNY Empire State College's Harry Van Arsdale Jr.'s School of Labor, which is the oldest school and first school of labor ever created in the state of New York to offer, and the nation actually, to offer college degrees from a labor program. We're bringing it to Buffalo. It's going to be a hub at Northland, and we're going to appoint a new upstate director to work with the Northland team. So I'm really excited about bringing our long experience there. But none of this works unless we're continuing to help all students that come through the program with all their facets of life, because this is not just an education program, this is to assist with everyday needs. So fourth, we're going to work with Northland to expand the center's commitment to community development with a couple of things. First, we're going to co-locate our unique partnership that we have at Empire State College with the New York State Department of Labor to align the center's students and their job training programs to an actual job upon graduation. So they're going to get a job right out of graduating one of our programs here. We're going to link our new EOP program, which is our opportunity programs that focuses on non-traditional and transfer students. And we're going to provide enhanced supports for like books and other supplies so the students don't have to worry about those costs. And then we're going to work with the Northland team to hire a dedicated basic needs service coordinator to help students and workers address unmet needs for food, transportation, housing, and overall wellness, and ensure that no one has to suffer academically for economics and non-academic reasons. So we're really excited about our commitment to community. Two more points that we're going to bring. Fifth, we're going to expand our new Future of Labor Research Center, which is a joint partnership with the SUNY Rockefeller Institute of Government, which is the think tank for the SUNY system, and SUNY Empire State College, to work with local partners, businesses, and others to track development of where jobs are going and identify workforce needs to make sure the jobs that we're actually training for here are being met with out in the workforce. And then finally, because we don't want to stop just there, we're going to work with the Northland team, SUNY Erie Community College, Alfred State, to expand new programming, especially in emerging fields like the green energy workforce and sustainability by offering new certifications and other trainings for the jobs of the future. So we are really excited about this opportunity here today. We think the governor's initiative in Buffalo is unlike others. It's unparalleled for success and lifting every community up while you're doing it. And more importantly, and what we do at Empire State College is we need a nimble workforce that can adapt quickly to changing technology and shifting global trends. That means we need to build an educational and training institution that looks beyond traditional college structures to help people upskill and change directions when needed. That's what SUNY Empire has been doing for nearly 50 years. We were created in 1971 under Governor Rockefeller. And that's what this partnership will do for the people of Buffalo and Western New York. So with that, I am honored to welcome our new partner, the person I'll be working very closely with coming out to Buffalo often is your great executive director, Northland Workforce Training Center, Stephen Tucker.
I just told him that I might need the stool too. Following Governor Cuomo and Mr. Zimski, you know, got some big shoes to fill. Wow. Did you guys hear the partnership, the resources that's going to now be available right here on the east side of Buffalo? I believe that deserves a round of applause. You can really understand the values that an administration has by what they invest in. And Governor Cuomo and Lieutenant Governor Hochul have made significant investments in people and in places. You heard them say hope and opportunity. Nobody left behind. The resurgence and the renaissance of Buffalo. That's what this investment is all about. And thank you, Governor Cuomo. Thank you, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, for your investment on the east side of Buffalo. We sincerely appreciate your support and your vision for this project. In addition, Mayor Brown and the local elected officials understood that there was a gap, there was a shortage, there was an outage right in our community. right on the east side of Buffalo, and they advocated and worked with the state to make sure these investments reach the people who we were really trying to lift up. So I want to thank the local elected officials for your contributions to Northland as well. And last but not least, I would like to thank our economic development group partners for their commitment to seeing this project through. This project actually started more than 9 years ago, and it took a collaborative effort to make sure that this project was successful. So up here you see our founders wall. You see the logos of all of the organizations that were instrumental and critical in making sure that Northland actually happened. And today, I'm standing here and very pleased with the vision and the commitment from those organizations. So let's give them a round of applause. It's hard to believe, but we opened this center about 14 months ago. And since that time, we have enrolled almost 275 students. And out of those 275 students, only two have had to pay college tuition. 98% of our students are from low to moderate income, and they are able to attend the Northland Workforce Training Center at little to no out-of-pocket expense for those who meet our eligibility guidelines and those that qualify. In addition to being able to obtain a SUNY certificate or a degree, we provide those students with intense wraparound services to make sure that they can not only enroll and be successful in their training, but they complete their programs, and we place them in a job with one of our partner companies. To date, we've placed 88% of our graduates in employment opportunities, earning average salaries of $17.50. I think that deserves a round of applause. When this project first launched, one of the concerns that we had was sustainability. I mentioned going to Northland and attending college at little to no out-of-pocket expense for those who qualify. Even though 98% of our students are low to moderate income, only 68% were eligible for federal financial aid or state aid. Many of those students had exhausted their financial aid previously or were in a negative standing at a previous institution and they couldn't access financial aid. So this partnership with Empire State College is not only going to assist with making sure that we can provide the training at little to no out-of-pocket expense, but also bring those additional career pathways, those additional resources, the additional opportunities to not only obtain a certificate or an associate's degree, but a bachelor's degree and a master's degree, once again, right on the east side of Buffalo. So with that, I would like to thank everybody for coming. I would like to thank Governor Cuomo, Howard Zimsky, all the elected officials. I'm excited about the partnership, and Jim, I look forward to working with you. Thanks, everybody, for coming.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.